now in the United States. Jury deliberations will continue today in the trial of a former police officer charged with the murder of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges. Prosecutors say he killed Mr. Floyd by kneeling on his neck for more than 9 minutes, but the defence has argued that the death may have been caused by drug use or an underlying condition. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been telling me about the final arguments from lawyers and instructions to the jury from the presiding judge.
Well, Judge Peter Cahill began his instructions to the jury by telling them that they must base their deliberations on the information they heard in the trial, not anything they heard outside of the courtroom setting. He explained the three different charges in the case: second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and manslaughter. Now, Derek Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to all three charges. And in closing arguments yesterday, the defense lawyer Eric Nelson repeated his claims that George Floyd's death may have been caused by something else, other factors like drug use, underlying heart problems, or maybe carbon monoxide poisoning from the vehicle close to where he was being restrained. The prosecution, of course, claims that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd by kneeling on his neck for more than 9 minutes. And prosecutors told jurors yesterday to use their common sense. Believe your eyes, they told them. Trust what you felt the first time you saw that video footage of George Floyd being arrested, being pinned to the ground with a knee on his neck. That same video footage that sparked a global protest movement. The defense said, however, that the jury should not be misled by a single still frame image and that they had to look at the totality of the evidence. Derek Chauvin's lawyer, Eric Nelson, said his client had not used excessive force.
Officers are human beings, capable of making mistakes in highly stressful situations. In this case, the totality of the circumstances that were known to a reasonable police officer in the precise moment the force was used demonstrates that this was an authorized use of force. The state has failed to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt, and therefore, Mr. Chauvin should be found not guilty of all counts.
And after that defence closing speech, the prosecution had the final word. They were able to deliver a rebuttal, Brian. What did the prosecutor say?
Yeah, and you mentioned, Mary, the final words. And of course, the final words in these trials can be so, so very important. The last words that the jurors hear before they retire. That fell to prosecutor Jerry Blackwell. He delivered those final words in his rebuttal to that defense argument. He said the case was so simple that a child could understand it. In fact, he said a child did understand it, referring to a 9-year-old bystander who told Officer Derek Chauvin to get off George Floyd while he was pinning him to the ground. The prosecutor dismissed the defense's arguments that the death may have been linked to drug use by George Floyd or his enlarged heart. Jerry Blackwell said it defied common sense that George Floyd just happened to die from these things while he was being restrained on the ground.
Those other factors are not direct causes of the death. The direct cause was cardiopulmonary arrest that was in the environment of the police. So dual restraint and neck compression, point blank. You were told that Mr. Floyd died because his heart was too big. The reason George Floyd is dead is because Mr. Chauvin's heart was too small.
Tensions are running high in the United States, Brian. If this jury acquits Derek Chauvin, or if the jury convicts him on a lesser charge, are there fears of further unrest?
Absolutely, Mary. And last night, what we saw was as the jury began their deliberations, protesters started to gather outside the courthouse. Now, those deliberations last night lasted for about 4 hours. They'll resume later on today. And yes, there is wide expectation that the protests will also resume. There's a sense that if Derek Chauvin is acquitted, there could be widespread unrest. But even if he's convicted, there's also likely to be some demonstrations on the streets, perhaps even just to mark the verdict and to call for justice for other victims of police violence security. It's being stepped up across a number of US cities, particularly, of course, in Minneapolis, where this trial is taking place. Businesses there have been boarded up. An emergency order has been declared that will allow police officers from neighbouring states to be called in if needed, and they would join more than 3,000 National Guard troops and around 1,000 police officers who are already on duty. There are reports that the US President Joe Biden has had discussions with his advisors about possible public demonstrations that might follow the verdict. Reports too that he himself may deliver some kind of an address to the nation or public remarks following the verdict. Now, last night, the trial judge in this case, Peter Cahill, criticised a Democratic congresswoman by the name of Maxine Waters. She had said that if there's not a guilty verdict here, people should fight for justice and get more confrontational. Judge Cahill said he wouldn't declare a mistrial because of those comments, but he said they could well be used as grounds for an appeal in the future.
I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch in our function. I think if they want to give their opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their oath to the Constitution, to respect a co-equal branch of government. Their failure to do so, I think, is abhorrent, but I don't think it has prejudiced us with additional material that would prejudice this jury. They have been told not to watch the news. I trust they are following those instructions. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot.
Trial Judge Peter Cahill and Brian O'Donovan will be reporting from Minneapolis as that jury verdict comes through.